everything. The Autobrite Direct Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Christmas edition of the Autobrite Podcast. I am Mark, and I've got a few people in the room with me today. So, it's a Christmas edition pre-recorded podcast. So if you listen to this, happy Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day, folks.
What happened to Christmas Day?
That's gone.
We slept through it.
We missed it.
Yeah. Cool, gone, that is.
Blink and you missed it.
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas?
I think so.
Yeah. We hope so.
I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it was amazing.
So in the room today, we have to my left, Mr. Dale Wintle. Hi, Dale.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Dale?
I'm very well.
Are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am looking forward to Christmas.
You just missed it.
It's gone, mate, so.
Well, I'm having another Christmas then.
Okay.
You're looking forward to next Christmas?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Not long to go.
Okay, to the right of me, I have got Mr. Kevin Prince. Hi, Kev.
Hello.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You looking forward to Christmas?
I was.
You were?
I don't know about now.
Oh, okay. And also in the room, we have the beautiful Jill.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Are we looking forward to Christmas?
Very much so.
We are.
Yeah. We had an amazing Christmas.
We did.
Mm. Yeah. Looks like you had some nice trainers for Christmas there,
John.
I've got
some rather fantastic trainers there, Dale, yes.
So, the Autobrite Christmas podcast. What are we doing? What are we saying? What are we telling everyone? We've got a few things to say, haven't we?
Have we?
Kev. Yes, Kev, we have.
All right.
How's the day off going, Kev?
Kev doesn't know because he hasn't been here.
No, I haven't been here. Yes, I'm on my day off today, if you can't tell.
Have you had a nice few days off, Kev?
No, it's been boring.
Are you glad to be back?
Yeah.
Oh.
For a bit.
Just for this next couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's gone again.
I'm gone.
So what have you been doing? What have you been off? Anything? No?
Finishing my Christmas shopping, wrapping, tidying.
Going nowhere, of course.
Dealing with kids, going nowhere, doing nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Family looking forward to Christmas, Kev?
As much as they can do, I suppose. Considering you can't really do anything.
We can't. No, we can't. Oh, wow.
Can't mix with too many people.
We've got the telly.
Yeah.
Hold on. Where's me tumbleweed? It's there somewhere. The bells. So, there you go.
So that tumbleweed sounds like being on top of Mount Everest.
Maybe it's a tumbleweed on top of Mount Everest.
How many times have you been to Mount Everest?
Let me think. One, two. Oh, zero. You?
Same.
Right, so
I can't walk up a bank.
I'm saying nothing. Right, so it's a Christmas edition of our Autobrite podcast. So we've got a few things to get through. We've got some products. We can talk about the calendar. We can talk about our huge, big advent calendar, number day 24.
Ooh, tomorrow.
Which was yesterday.
That's already happened.
I'm confused.
This is
getting
very confusing, isn't it?
It was 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
But it's live tomorrow.
It's live tomorrow. And everybody can share it over Facebook over Christmas.
Yeah, because it's going to go on for much longer than the usual one, isn't it?
But yeah, it is. But before we go into that, we can kind of go through that into detail. So, Kev, we've got our brand new ceramic coatings that are coming out in early Jan.
We have, yes.
So, do you want to talk about
those?
It's been a while. It's been too long.
Way too long.
You know why it obviously takes as long as it takes, because, you know, we've got to get the products absolutely spot on.
We know why it takes as long as it takes.
We do. And we've put our heart and soul and all our R&D into these products.
Yeah.
And they are pretty spectacular.
Mm. Yep. So we've got the Ceramic Shield Light and the Ceramic Shield Pro. Both those coatings will be out in January. We were hoping to get them out before Christmas. Unfortunately, COVID put paid to that. Everything has been delayed. You know, that's getting packaging, bottles, cardboard, everything that you can think of that you need to launch a product has been slow, essentially.
It has.
So, yeah.
That's been worth the wait, Kev.
Well, certainly has for us, yeah. Hopefully, you know, some of the guys that have had the samples will agree. You know, I do think they're really good coatings. We've not rushed development. You know, if anyone that's been following us for a while will realise we've actually been developing these for probably a couple of years now, really.
I think so, yeah.
We first started sort of dabbling with ceramics I think before we even moved to this premises, didn't we?
We did.
At Wolstanton. So it's taken a while, but we believe that we've got a coating that is really durable. We have tested it against quite a few other competitors, and it stacks up there amongst the top three, certainly. Yeah. And really easy to use, and that was what we were aiming for, basically. Mm. There was a bit of a debate when we first launched them about whether the 5-year coating was going to be an approved coating only, and we decided that we thought that the skilled people who weren't approved deserve the chance to purchase it as well.
Yeah.
So we do recommend that the Pro is used by people who are familiar with ceramic application. If you're not familiar with ceramic application, you want to try it, go with the light. But it's a big debate.
Big debate.
At the moment, yes.
There's some nice unboxing videos out there as well, aren't there, by a couple of our approved guys? And
yeah, Dan Fowler's done an unboxing video. I think Bradley's doing one or has done one.
Yeah, Bradley's done one, and Ben's done one as well.
Yeah.
Ben Dunphy.
Yeah, we've got a few more approved guys that they're going to do one as well over Christmas. So, yeah, the, unboxing videos, the product looks absolutely fantastic. First impressions, it's great.
Mm.
It's really, really nice coating. So yeah, we're excited about that, aren't we? After how long it's kind of taken.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it, so.
Getting it out there in the public domain.
Mm.
I think there'll be more videos in January, won't we, by the guys who've had them sent out. There's more unboxing videos out at the moment, but there will be application videos in the new year.
Well, I mean, the thing is, once it's actually released, then we'll be doing application videos ourselves. So, probably doing things like, testing videos and showing you what the hydrophobic properties are. And
you'll be doing how-tos and whatnot, won't you, Kat?
Yeah, I think we'll do a more detailed video with explaining the specs and exactly what the coatings do and what they can do.
Will there be specific training courses on the ceramic cab? So will you be able to include it in the one-to-one training courses?
Currently we do an area where we include it in the one-to-ones, but we will be looking at doing a standalone ceramic course probably some point next year.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Excellent.
Okay. So we've got a couple of new products on the table here, Kev.
We have indeed.
We have indeed. They look rather beautiful, actually, if I don't mind.
And labels look stunning.
The labels are lovely, aren't they?
Yeah. Kev, do you want to talk about those?
I guess so.
Come
on. I do all the talking today, yeah. So another couple of products we've been working on over the past few months. We used to do a product probably about a few years back now that we haven't done for a while called Engine Protectant. So we've redeveloped that. It's now come back. I think that'll be due out probably January as well.
Yeah, early January. Yeah, along with the ceramics.
Yep. So that is an engine protectant, but it also works as a cleaner, and it works as a water displacement product as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it works really well. It's going to be really good for bikes.
Excellent. Great. What's the durability on that, Kev?
Durability wise, we've not sort of tested durability wise. I mean, engine protectant, it's not like engine lacquer. So engine lacquer used to be a semi-permanent coating. This is more like a dressing.
Okay.
But it is temperature resistant, so I'd probably expect this to outlast something like Super Sheen.
Yeah.
So you're probably looking around about 3 or 4 months.
So this is so it's not like after every wash you'd use it?
No. I mean, it depends on where you're putting it. So obviously it's designed for engine bays in particular. Bikes, you're probably going to get a little less durability than cars.
Yeah.
But if you're using it on exterior plastics, then obviously it's not going to last as long as something like Abyss.
Yeah.
Because it's not a sealant, it's more of a dressing.
What about like aluminium or steel cases?
Aluminium or steel, I would imagine it's still going to work the same, but we would advise to wipe it over the microfiber after to make sure you don't get any runs. It depends on how effective your application process is. So if you can get it on, if you can apply it in a nice thin mist and get a nice coating, you can leave it to dry.
So you need something to prep it with properly then, do you?
That was a bit of a lead there.
It was a bit, yeah.
I wouldn't say you necessarily need to prep your engine bay with the next product we're going to talk about, but yeah, you certainly need to prep it in terms of cleaning it and making sure it's clean enough to take a dressing.
That'd be a good name for a product, that would.
Prep it. Before we go on to that, though, I'll just go back to the engine protectant. So basically, it's a bit of a bonus here because it cleans.
It's a cleaner and a protectant, yeah.
Where the old engine protectant was just a protectant.
Yeah.
So, risky bonus.
So, yeah, it's 2-in-1, basically. Mm. I mean, we've tested it quite well. We've been testing it for a few months and really impressed with its it's look and its durability, and it does work really well to clean. And because it's got that water displacement factor in it as well, you can spray it into small gaps that you may not actually get into there to protect them, but it'll still displace moisture. Yeah. And it'll still protect the surfaces that it can reach.
So what is the application process for that then, Kev?
I would normally apply it by trigger, so spray application. You could spray it onto microfiber towel and wipe it over plastics, but the best application would be direct spray application because that allows it to get into smaller areas. Yeah. Then.
So just mist it over.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Again,
another product there'll be more videos of.
Yeah,
in the new
definitely.
Year.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's exciting, that is, because I think we engine protector now, it's been... How long since
I
we had it?
It's been 3 or 4 years since we had engine protectant. It, easily, yeah.
So it's all been re-engineered and it's yep. finally back.
But it's yep. another product making a comeback.
Yep. Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a bit of a renaissance year this year, mm. really.
So next one, Kev, then. it's quite an interesting product, this one is. Next one.
Very interesting. So basically, we've been asked a lot over the last, say, particularly over the last sort of 12 months about IPA. Now, we do IPA, and we have done for a while. It's never been a massively popular product, so I think the last few months it's not been listed on the website.
No.
Certainly since we moved over from the old site anyway.
Yeah.
But we have had it in stock, in store and stuff, where people can come in and buy it.
Yeah.
Basically, we've been looking at doing another sort of panel prep product, and we came up with one called Prep It.
Oh, what a good name.
It is. It's a very good name. Says exactly what it does. Mm. And this is... It's not an IPA, so IPA in itself is slightly different to this. This is actually a panel degreaser and preparation product. So it degreases, removes fingerprints, oils, polishing oils, residue, stuff like that. Leaves a nice, clean finish. And this one's particularly important, especially if you're applying ceramics. So
perfect.
One of the reasons why I've been working on this so long, it's been run in conjunction with developing the ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the final product. So it's great. Good for, obviously, you know, prepping. If you're doing just getting rid of an old wax or something after claying, you can use this to prep, ready for a new coating, like a wax or a sealant.
So it removes kind of polishing, you know, wax oils.
Yeah. Polish residues, yeah. Yeah. Or you can use it in preparation for something like a ceramic. Or for making sure that, your correction is, you're getting the right level of correction. So
yeah.
Getting rid of the polishing oils in between machining, make sure you get a perfect correction.
So could you use that on all surfaces then? Could you, like, say, forget a wax off your wheels if you've got a wheel protectant on your wheels or
yeah.
something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, safe for all surfaces. So it just helps get rid of any sort of residues or any oils from any surface. So we've used it on paint, plastics, wheels, glass, works on any. Evaporates really quick as well, so it doesn't leave any streaks. Application-wise, normally I'd recommend spraying it onto a towel, lightly wiping and getting a second towel and then just making sure you get rid of any residue, and then it leaves a nice, perfectly clean finish.
Sounds quite
squeaky clean. Dead easy to use.
Squeaky clean.
Fantastic. Squeaky clean. And obviously all these products along with the ceramics will be available to purchase in store and online early January.
Yep.
2021.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much when we start back. In a couple
yeah,
weeks.
Pretty much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get them out straight away. So fantastic. Thanks for that, Kev.
Very informative.
Yeah, very informative.
Can I go now?
I think that's your bit done now, Kev.
Welcome back, Kev.
Aren't you staying around for the sandwiches, Kev?
What sandwiches?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches?
Yeah. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Moving on.
Anyway, right, so the next kind of thing that we really need to talk about is obviously we close today.
We do. We close at 2:30 today.
Which is the 23rd of
December. 2 days ago we closed. Or was it 3 days ago?
So we've gone back in...
Aglow. 3 days ago we closed.
So we've gone back in time.
I haven't been on the gin yet.
So yeah, we've gone back in time. We closed at 2:30 3 days ago.
We did.
3 days ago.
On the 23rd, we closed at 2:30. And we are reopening on the Saturday, the 2nd of January at 9:00.
Okay.
The shop is open.
Yep.
Back to normal hours,
so we're open on the Saturday 9 till 4 and then the Sunday 10 till 2 and then the warehouse and everybody else is back in on the Monday morning at 9:00. So any orders that have been placed over the Christmas period, we will start to dispatch them on the Monday.
When we get back,
yes.
Fantastic.
So I think we're all due a good long break.
We are.
Because we've all worked our socks off this year.
We have. We've worked all the way through.
We've not stopped.
All the way through. I mean, when lockdown, the first lockdown, we've worked all the way through. And we haven't had any time off.
Lockdown version one.
Version one. Through version two.
Through version two.
And are we on to version three now?
Not That's quite. After Christmas.
I think you might be kicking in real soon.
We're probably in tier four now.
We probably are, yeah.
Welcome to tier four, everybody.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to not meet you, because we're not allowed.
We're not allowed to meet you
what
now.
What else have you got on your list there, Mark?
Well, I've got calendar, Dale.
Calendar?
Do you want to talk about that?
What sort of calendar is that?
Our beautiful calendar.
Everything's beautiful today. Yeah. You've been drinking something.
Yeah. our calendar that we've been giving some awesome prizes away over Christmas.
Yeah, we do it every year. We love doing this, don't we? The advent calendar. We've been doing it, videos at 7 o'clock every night. You might have seen some favourable characters, I'll say. A few people dressing up. Some people liking it a little too much.
Yeah. Whose was that idea, anyway?
I think some people got really into that dressing up.
Yeah.
Mark.
is that my idea?
But
yeah, probably, yeah.
Even though you guys will be listening to this on Boxing Day, the big prize on the 24th, you can still enter that. You've still got time to log on to our Facebook page and enter that. All you've got to do is share, like, comment on the picture. It'll be a fantastic prize. Mark's having a bit of a coronary as we speak about it here.
A bit of a sweat on here.
But yeah, don't miss it, guys. You'll still have time to win. I believe the winner's going to be picked maybe New Year's Day.
Yep.
So Mark will probably be hungover and won't care then.
I forget.
Yeah.
So it's well worth
somebody reminds you.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
It's well worth entering. It's so easy. Just comment, like, and share with your friends.
All over Christmas, isn't it? Yeah.
All over Christmas. Make sure it's public on your page so we can see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, just have a go. You've got to be in it to win it.
And good luck.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Good luck.
Because he's going to be one awesome prize.
He does.
We do it every year. You know, we've got some great prizes, but the 24th is always
it's always the biggest a big one. Yeah, he says.
Have we got any special things that may be in this prize? Will these new products that have not been released yet maybe in there that are on the table?
Well, Dale, that'd be telling. I'm not going to say anything else.
No.
We will know, won't we? By the time this goes out, everybody knows what's in the prize. So it's no longer a secret.
That's right. Oh. That's right.
Not that we know.
Do we know what's on the prize?
We haven't got a clue.
Have we gone forward in time now?
We've gone.
It's too confusing, this.
Are we in the time machine?
This is worse than, like Back to the Future film or something, isn't it?
Yeah. What a film that is. Anyway.
Certainly is. That'll be on over Christmas, no doubt.
So, yeah, the calendar, it's
been on, yeah.
Like, share and comment on the calendar post, on the 24th, the calendar post, on Facebook, all over Christmas, and then we'll pick a winner on the 1st of Jan.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
If we remember.
And if you are bored, you can check out our older podcasts, because we've got about 4 or 5 up now, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're a little bit bored over Christmas, check out the podcast.
You're trying to say if you're bored? If you check them out anyway.
You will be bored. People will be bored.
Yeah, but like you were bored over.
You're really big up these podcasts, aren't you?
You come in work. That's how bored you are.
Yes, indeed.
Did you listen to all the old podcasts, Kev?
I've listened to all of them, yeah.
I have.
I hate listening to them because I hate listening to my own voice, but,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I still listen to them anyway.
They are really good. They're a bit of a laugh.
You can even go back, very
informative as well.
You could even go back and watch all the advent calendar videos again if you're really bored.
If you, yeah.
Might bring a smile to your face.
We should do an amalgamation of all of them.
A montage.
Yeah, montage, yeah, exactly.
We should.
A couple of seconds of each costume.
Or at least the bloopers.
Yes.
You can't go anywhere.
I should imagine there's plenty of bloopers that haven't been put on there yet.
The uncut bloopers.
Bloopers uncut. That's not a good idea.
The 18 version.
God.
You'll have plenty of time to listen to our podcast over Christmas, because you can't go anywhere.
You can't do anything.
And you won't be able to get off the chair because you've ate too much.
So and drank too much.
Pick up your phone and have a listen to our Autobrite podcast. They're all very funny, very informative, and they're great.
And where can you download them from?
You can download them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, and your local podcast provider.
And Podbean.
That might be. And Podbean. Always forget that one.
Can you not buy them on cassette?
Pardon?
Can you not buy them on a cassette?
I'm guessing that's a no.
Just asking for us older people who don't necessarily download.
8-track.
Also available on vinyl.
That'd be something special.
we've moved now into the 21st century. So
I've got to move with the times. Is that what you're saying?
There's a download.
Not even CDs anymore.
No. You press a button and that's it.
Fair enough.
Everybody does everything else for you.
Too easy for everybody then.
Can I download it to my Nokia 3310?
No.
Well, you could drop a nuclear bomb on it, it'd still survive. So there is that.
That's a good phone, actually. That's a good phone.
That's a bonus.
Right, so I think we've gone through everything that I've got on my list now, I think. So
are we done?
No, not yet. Just hold your horses.
Sorry.
Hold your horses. So I think now it's kind of a recap now, isn't it?
Yes.
Of 2020.
A kneecap.
I think we should do a kneecap. I think we should do a favourite moment each.
Of 2020.
So Kev, what was your favourite moment of 2020?
Was there any?
No. Christmas 2019, I think. I don't know. We've not been able to do anything over this year, so
we had a bit of a car meet when the restrictions relaxed. The police come down and okayed everything. We had a good day. We were social distance.
I wasn't here then.
You weren't there, were you?
I wasn't here.
Why weren't you here?
Because I was social distancing from everybody else.
Were you
miles away?
Yeah.
No, you just didn't want to come, did you?
Yeah. I can't remember.
Were you off on holiday? You went off on holiday.
Nobody's been on holiday this year.
No.
No, I can't remember.
You just didn't want to come, did you?
Was it in August?
No.
I can't even remember when it was.
No, I think it was July.
Wasn't when me and Nick went.
No, because Nick was here taking pictures.
No, was he?
I think you should have popped down, but you didn't.
Yeah, okay. You just didn't bother coming. Okay.
So you're probably in bed.
Sounds about right.
Anyway, so
I think you'd have done it on the tequila.
So I think the only thing that I've done really this year was went Team Ord with Nick. That was about it.
Okay.
That was a nice day out. The weather was nice. There was quite a few nice cars there. And that was just before, I think, lockdown happened.
Yeah, it was like the weekend before, I think, wasn't it? We weren't sure if it was going to go ahead or not.
The last weekend before. So everyone had a nice day out, nice sunny weather, and then bam.
Bam. Done.
What about you, Jill?
Buying some really nice sparkly Jimmy Choo's. or...
Weight related.
Oh, sorry. In the zone. I think it was getting everybody back after that first week of furlough, not knowing what was going to happen in March, and then realising after a week that we need everybody back and there's a possible chance we may survive this unknown territory.
Yeah, you guys really stepped up and supported us. It was fantastic.
Nobody knew what was going to happen, did they? It was scary for everybody, so...
Yeah, it was.
There was four of us left out of 16 and we just couldn't cope, so we had to get nearly everybody back. Obviously, the detailing lads didn't need to come back just quite so soon, but most of the production and dispatch team came back, so it was just nice knowing, you know, we were going to be busy and we needed everybody, so that was a good moment, I think.
Yeah, because we have been really, really... But I think the whole industry, detailing industry, have been really, really busy this year. It's been it's been really good.
There's been a lot of confusion, hasn't there, I suppose, about whether people can continue to work or can't continue to work, what the regulations are in different areas.
And that's it. It's all very confusing at first.
Very confusing.
It was very, very indecisive, weren't they, originally?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think if you were at home, you know, you could either decorate, do your garden.
You couldn't decorate because you couldn't get any paint.
You went to
B&Q. I decorated.
You could go B&Q if you queued up in the car park for 3 hours and then you got new paint when you got there.
Yeah, or your garden or the car. And that was all that you could do, you know, and luckily we fell into the detailing industry fell into one of those categories. Mm.
I think it did people a lot of good being able to get out and clean the car because it gave everybody that separation from
bit of therapy.
Chaos.
Yes.
bit of mental relaxation.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, the detailing industry as a whole has been... Mm. It's done really well this year, to be fair, and it's just good that we were part of it. And because it could have, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who haven't done so well, and you know, could have happened to more of us.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, what about you, Dale? What was your favourite moment of 2020?
Growing up.
AD related.
Yeah.
Yeah, think long
I'll
and
come
hard.
Back, yeah, I'll come back to that.
What about you, Mark?
I think mine was probably, I think it was because, you know, the industry was so busy, we were so busy, and we were very overwhelmed with the support, and that kind of, I think that sticks out for me, I think, you know, all the kind comments, and, you know, it's that's what I like. I love that. So, yeah.
I can't say what mine is, because you'll find out more about it next year.
Oh, but I think I know where he says.
Me, Kev and Mark have been involved in something that's going to take a new direction next year.
Something and which yes. you're a little bit more passionate about.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, I know.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. We're looking forward to that, Dale.
I am.
Of course, another really good moment of 2020 that none of us have mentioned and we should have done really was signing up with Team Hard again. Supporting yes. Team Hard next year with Jack and Glenn.
Of course.
So being title sponsors next year, hopefully with the new Cooperas.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very exciting times.
It's going to be very, very exciting, yeah. That's another season. We are, as you say, we are title sponsors as well, so very excited.
That will be super cool, seeing the AD logo on them Coopers.
Oh, yes. Mm. It'll be absolutely amazing.
Yeah. People aren't going to get away from
the renders do look really good.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Let's just hope and pray that we can actually go and watch them.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Support them like they need to be.
Yeah, like we should have done this year.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
I think I can see myself on my phone.
I think we're live. Are we live? We're live on Facebook.
Are we live, Emily?
Emily.
Hello, everybody.
Hello again.
Hello. Yes, again.
Hello, everyone.
Apparently, Dale, your favourite moment has to be your new bike.
Have I not mentioned I've had a new bike yet?
Well, Gareth Moores knows.
Do you want to mention about your bike, Dale?
I've had
a new bike. Anyway, hi, guys. How are we?
Is it 1950, your bike? 1950s?
I'm not saying.
Ish.
Still younger than you, though, aren't it?
Ooh. Kev, you're cruel to me. I never say anything about you.
Yeah, right.
It's a sign of affection,
there,
isn't it?
Not to me face, anyway.
No, I say it to your face.
Yeah, wait till I'm not here.
So everybody's looking forward to Christmas, then?
Yes, indeed.
I'm looking forward to my dinner.
We've had Christmas dinner.
We had it yesterday.
I'm looking forward to my second Christmas dinner.
Your Boxing Day tea.
I'm back in time now. I've got a question for you, then.
Okay.
On your Christmas dinner, did you, or would you,
or do you?
Are you?
Or will you?
Or will you? Very confusing. Do you have Yorkshire puddings on your Christmas dinner?
100%.
God, yes.
Hell yes.
Wow.
What about you at home?
What about you, Mark?
Yeah. I love Yorkshire puddings.
You've got to have Yorkshire puddings.
Now, is Yorkshire pudding a thing, though? Is it a thing, or is it just a Stokey thing?
Well, it's a Yorkshire thing, isn't it?
I think we should open this up, shouldn't we?
I think we should open it up as well. So I think the people that are watching us on Facebook Live right now, do you like Yorkshire pudding on your Christmas dinners? Get in the comments.
Well, yeah.
Tell us.
Liam Bailey says, yes, you have to.
It's the law.
It should be the law, shouldn't it? Yorkshire pudding on a Christmas dinner.
Liam says he's seen me this morning.
Oh,
have you seen me, Liam? Drop it in the comments.
Was he driving through the shite?
You're so cruel, Kev.
Carl Stevens says they don't belong on a Christmas dinner.
Oh, yes, they do.
Do you have them on your Sunday dinner? Basically the same meal.
Is it Christmas dinner, though, Kev, or is it Christmas lunch?
Christmas dinner.
Dinner.
Even though you have it at lunchtime.
It sounds like a Batman dinner. Theme tune, then. Dinner.
And then you have a Buffett tea.
Buffett.
Buffett. Shall we say hello to a few people?
Yeah, I think we should do a few shout-outs.
Although somebody's just called me a lad. I'm very upset.
Oh.
I know.
A lad. See, my dad's watching. He says, definitely, Yorkshire puddings on Christmas dinner.
100%. Yeah.
Yorkshire puddings are a must with anything. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Dan Fowler, who doesn't like Yorkshire puds?
Yorkshire puds and pigs in blankets. Mm. Oh, I love a pig in a blanket.
Nice. Stuart Pugh, 100%. You have to put Yorkshire puddings on your Christmas dinner. Yeah, you do, Stuart. You do.
Your mum says she wants Yorkshires on her dinner, Mark.
No problem.
I think we've got somebody who doesn't agree with Yorkshire puddings.
Pigs in blankets.
Puds.
Who are they?
Who are who?
Who's the person who doesn't agree?
I've lost them now. Oh, Carl Stevens, beef and Yorkshire puds, not turkey.
Wow, that's controversial.
Wow. I love turkey.
Stuart Pugh, 100%. Yorkshire puddings on his Christmas dinner. I agree.
Gareth Jones says pigs and blankets are the best part. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they are.
You've got to have pigs and blankets.
Gareth Moores is here again.
He's just asked what you are, Kev. What's that, Kev?
What am I? I'm me.
He's Mexican. That's what he is.
He's the Mexican chief.
Kev. I'd rather be Mexican than be a hobbit.
David D. Trolley says, Happy Easter. I know we've done a bit of time travelling, but Easter.
Well, you never know.
Well, happy Easter to you, David, in another 3 months.
Easter?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, don't tell them we're on Easter already.
Well, cream eggs will be out soon, won't they?
Cream egg. Can't beat
love
cream egg.
Cream egg.
And we've gone from being Christmas podcast to an Easter podcast.
Easter, yeah. What's your favourite Easter egg?
I've got a really good question.
Go on, then.
because it's Christmas and we're feeling Christmassy.
Yeah.
I've got you a question, and the question is, best Christmas film.
Easy.
Home Alone.
Hold on.
Christmas.
Me first. So I'm going to say my best Christmas film ever is Die Hard.
Not a Christmas film.
But it is.
Not, it is.
No.
Yep.
There's no Santa.
It's got snow in it. It's got jingle bells.
It's set at Christmas.
Set at Christmas. What more do you want?
Miracles, Santa, reindeers.
Hold on.
Heart transplants.
Kev, what do you say?
What?
You never watched Last Christmas?
No.
What do you say, Kev?
Die Hard.
Dale? Well,
Die Hard is a Christmas film, yes.
Yeah. But is it your favourite Christmas? It's not a Christmas film.
It is.
No.
Well,
no, no, Die Hard, Home Alone.
Home Alone's really good. Good.
Grinch.
Grinch.
Grinch is a good
one. I like Grinch.
I've never seen that. Love Actually.
I watched the animation Grinch the other night. That was quite funny.
So,
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's rubbish.
I knew Jill was going to say that.
What do you guys think? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? Sorry, Jill. It's because Emily's standing over there.
Well, pressure.
Elf's getting a lot
Elf's
of...
Elf's cool.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Bad Santa.
Oh, Bad Santa's good. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever watched
Bad Santa.
Scrooged. Not seen that, either.
See, Scrooge has a good
David
Christmas
Gordon.
Film.
Oh, I like Scrooge. It's a good film, that.
Yeah, it is good. Die Hard is...
Die Hard's a really good film, but I don't think it's a Christmas film.
No, I do.
I don't.
Go on then, guys.
What do you think? Drop in the comments.
What do you think is the best Christmas film?
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
See, Dan Fowler agrees with me. Thanks, Dan. Glad somebody sees sense.
Dan, we don't care what you say.
Yes. I do, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, no one cares, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. You're the best. Thanks, Dan.
Barry Hudson, Die Hard is definitely the Christmas movie.
Yeah, but Dan Fowler says it's not a Christmas film, Bazzi. But it's definitely associated with Christmas. So.
Charlotte Louise, got to be Elf.
Elf is funny.
I like Elf. It's okay.
Scrooge, David Gordon said Scrooge. Yeah, I do like Scrooge. Simon Adams, Elf again. Gareth Moore's Die Hard is not a Christmas film.
Thank you very much.
Gareth.
Thank you. 2-3 to Jill.
Where's the block button, Dale, on this phone? Shall we block Gareth?
Polar Express, I haven't seen that one, either.
It's okay.
Gareth Moore's, you've seen it. Ask him.
Home Alone.
I like Home Alone 2 as well. Lost in New York. That's a really good one.
Liam Bailey has never seen Elf. You need to watch it, Liam.
I've seen Elf.
What about Miracle on 34th Street? Anybody like that one?
I'm not seeing that one.
Just me then.
Die Hard. Simple. Done.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, that's too old.
Die Hard. Simple. Done.
White
Move
Christmas.
On.
Oh, somebody's put... Oh, Sue. White Christmas. Yes, I like that one too. That's a lovely one.
White Christmas.
Yeah, with Bing Crosby.
What's the one?
Never seen that. About the snowman.
Oh, yeah. I like the snowman.
I know, but you've seen it 3 million
Shall
times.
Shall we sing the song?
That's the whole reason why it is the Christmas film. It used to be on every Christmas day.
Somebody's put your best Christmas TV ad.
Ooh.
Marks and Spencer used to put
Christmas ads, didn't they?
I think it was John Lewis last year. It might be wrong. Other stores are available. Only just. About the dogs jumping on the trampoline in the back garden.
No, I think it was ours.
Oh, yeah. Ours was Ace.
Well done, Kev.
It would have been better if Nick wasn't in it, but you know.
I was just waiting to say something about that. Of course, ours is the best.
Our Christmas TV advert.
If you haven't seen that, you need to check that out on Facebook or whatever. YouTube. It's amazing Christmas ad.
It is. Even though Nick's the star in it.
Yeah. He did a good job.
The Coca-Cola advert. Simon Adams says that. That used to be a good ad.
I like that one,
It was Christmas when
Gareth
that came.
Gareth Moore says the AD Christmas advert.
Gareth Moore, you have redeemed yourself. Well done, mate.
We agree.
I'm your friend now. I won't block you.
That's the one friend he's got.
Bye, David. Have a nice day at work.
Oh, you at work, Dave?
Hi, Dave. You're at work. Shame.
Bye, Dave.
Simon Adams says the Coca-Cola advert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always know it's Christmas when you see that,
don't
you?
Yeah, I'd love to see the big truck. Crikey.
Wrecking the place.
I am.
Have you sure you've not been on the gin?
Not yet.
That's soon.
It's coming.
Yeah. Don't say it.
No.
Anyway.
Right, moving on.
Yeah, moving on there.
So, have you guys got any questions for us who are watching live? Just fire a few questions. You can ask Kev anything you want.
Anything
you
can ask.
Or you can ask Dale anything you want.
You can ask any of us anything you want.
You can ask Dale if Gandalf is still around.
He's fine.
Did Gandalf survive?
You can ask Kev if tacos are available on his Christmas dinner this year.
No, no tacos.
Oh. Can I ask a question?
No.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Ours, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
Ours last
from
year.
Last year.
Yeah. No.
No.
Definitely not.
I think mine is The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
Is that the original version or the censored version?
The proper version.
The proper version. Yeah.
Yes, the proper version.
Right. What's yours, Kev?
Good question. I'd probably either have to go with Same as Jill or it'd have to be Mariah Carey, I think.
Yeah, I like that one too. It's a good disco one, that.
Mm. What about you, Mark?
Mine's going to be the John Lennon Christmas song.
I thought you were going to say Spice Girls, huh?
No. John Lennon and I can't think what it's called. It's there.
Yeah. Something about the war is over, that's peace it. To all.
There you go. That's my
it's
favorite.
A good one.
It's the Christmas War is Over. That's it. It's cool, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. That's a great Christmas song. What about you, Dale?
Is it Live Aid, the Christmas one?
Yeah.
Did?
Oh, yeah. Band-Aid.
Yeah, Band-Aid.
Band-Aid, yeah.
Feed the World.
Yeah.
That's good, that is.
The thing is with Christmas songs, though, is why, have you ever noticed, there's never any Christmas songs from the last 10, 15 years
because
that become classics.
No.
It's always, now you're looking at like nearly 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one will ever do any better Christmas songs than the old ones.
I do like Robbie's new one, though.
Apart from ours, of course.
Apart from ours.
Yeah.
It's with Jingle Bells. Really old song.
Yeah, but it's good.
Well, like I say, it's always the old stuff, isn't it?
It's always the old
ones. Never classics songs. Like Slade and...
You know, like someone, and I don't know, Michael Bublé probably releases a Christmas album every year, but you never hear it played on the radio.
No, you don't, no.
It's always...
Can't beat the originals. Right from the
Gareth Moore's got a question for you, Kev. He's planning on playing the new ceramic on New Year's Day.
Enjoy.
But he doesn't have a buffing towel to remove it. What substitute?
A buffing towel to remove it?
I think he's asking what should he use, Governor, Mini Reaper, or something else.
Might be raining, Gareth.
Yeah. You want to use a low pile towel. So if you've got a Governor, that's fine. But if you're going to use a Governor, I'd make sure it's a new Governor. Not one that you've washed, you know, 1,000 times, because if it picks up any lint, it's going to be more difficult to remove. But I would probably just go with a short pile microfiber, but you're going to want at least two or three. So use one to level it, and then use a second one to buff it, and then use the last one, a plush towel, just to go around and make sure you've got rid of any residue. But hopefully the weather's going to be decent for you and the temperature's going to be good.
And if it is, Gareth, pop a video up on our Facebook discussion group.
It'll be in the garage.
We've got a question from Dan
Fowler.
New
Year's Day.
Dan Fowler says, Jill / Mark.
Yes, Dan.
What's the most I think that's supposed to be memorable.
Rememberable.
Moment that you have since AD started.
Rememberable. What, sorry?
Well, memorable.
I think
before, he means memorable.
Before we answer that question, I just think we should say that I think Dan's been hanging around with Nick too much.
Right.
Yes,
because he seems to have picked up on Nick Diction. He can't spell anymore. Rememberable.
Right.
Hey, Siri.
Most memorable.
Memorable.
Most memorable.
Memorable moment.
Moment.
Since AD started. Probably getting married. Anyhow. Are we talking AD related here?
I think it means AD related, yeah.
Most memorable moment.
Most memorable moment. Wow. There's been lots.
There's been too many to pick one, I think.
I think probably something that kind of sticks in my mind is moving to here. That was a good memorable
that
moment.
That open day we had here was
open day.
That was
astronomical. Yeah, the amount of people we had come to see us on that day.
It was crazy. Wanted that. I mean, you know, there was traffic everywhere. The police were involved, and
we brought Mia to a standstill, didn't we? Basically,
and most of the A50.
Yeah,
yes, we did. It was
that's
crazy.
Definitely one that's that kind was of really sticks, good. Sticks in
I
mind.
Also think. Waxstock is very memorable for us. The amount, again, people we have come and see us at Waxstock is just, should just be called Ultra Bright Stock.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do one.
You never know.
We do dominate that show.
We do, yeah. Yeah. But there's been loads, aren't there? Loads of memorable moments.
There's lots. Of course, obviously, you know, being involved with Team Hard for the last 3 years. And then, you know, this year, just seen a post on here, well, a comment here from Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
You're right. So great news about BTCC. It's awesome news, Kevin. We are over the moon. So excited.
Yeah, from talking to Tony and the guys, next year is going to be really good, I think.
We are so excited. New cars, you know, we've got some new drivers as well. Obviously, Jack Gough's still there. He's
she's amazing.
Yeah.
We've got new drivers there, new cars. We're really, really excited. And hopefully we can actually go and watch, you know, watch some races and support them. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers. Definitely. I'm sure we can. I'm sure we'll be. So, Kev, you've got a message there off Clive.
Oh, Clive. Hi, Clive.
Would you like me to read
it
out to you?
Hi, Clive.
No, do not read it out,
please. Hi, folks. I'm getting to see you live for once. I want to be able to do the back to basics again. Miss Kev. Love you, Kev.
Aww. Thanks, Clive.
That's nice.
He's going all red now, Luke, Clive.
Are you going to say love you back?
No.
Oh, Kev.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas, Kev.
Was. Merry Christmas.
Clive, if you want to join the back to basics, send Kev a message. There you go.
Yeah, but not early in the morning, you know, 2-3 o'clock.
Not till the 4th of January.
Like normally.
Maybe Clive could be brought to your Christmas bubble on Christmas Day. Kev, invite him out for
Christmas
dinner.
Bubble?
Bubble.
Oh, bubble.
Bublé.
No, it's already outside my bubble. So I just in Burton, and they've got higher transmission over in Burton.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I tried for you, Clive.
Clive, have a great Christmas.
Yep.
And Sally.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Merry Clive. Christmas.
Hopefully we'll see you in the new year at some point.
We will.
All being well.
And you better bring donuts this time, Clive. I was very disappointed last time.
No cakes.
Yeah, I forgot last time, Clive. Shame on you. Shame on you.
We've got somebody from America tuning in and watching us. Wow. I believe it's a...
Oh, it's Karen.
Is it relative of John's?
Yeah, it is.
John's cousin, is it? I believe
8 a.m.
Yeah, 8 a.m. here in America.
Hello there, Karen.
Hello, hey, Karen. America, my second favourite place.
Well, good morning.
Actually, my first favourite place.
Good morning, Karen, to be fair.
It's much better than England.
I've had a question here from Liam. What's your favourite products each? Hold on. You can only choose one. So basically, what's your favourite AD product?
Purple Velvet.
You can only choose one. Purple Velvet?
Yeah.
Kev?
I'm going to go with Abyss.
Abyss. Dale?
Oh, I was going to go with Abyss. I'm going to have to go with Dungeon Master then.
Dungeon Master. And mine is Magiseal.
So I was going to go Magiseal, but I thought
I thought you'd go Magiseal.
Magiseal.
We've had a bit of a swap around. Normally I say Magiseal, I think.
Magiseal is amazing.
Are you going to tell us why? Why it's your favourite product?
Because it does everything that it does on the 10, and it's just so easy to use. And you get so much from Magiseal. So much.
Now what you want to do is ask him when was the last time you actually used it?
This morning.
Was it?
When?
Well, Nick
did.
That's what I said. The last up a bottle this morning
and showed some. Passed it to Nick.
There
you
go.
Have you ever used it?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you?
I was.
Wow.
Ooh, you.
What, when you were testing it with Kev?
Yes.
Didn't you do your car on your own in lockdown when you were out?
Yes, I did actually. Yeah, you did.
Did you imagine seeing it then?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's once then.
There you go. How many times did he ring you, Kev?
I don't need. I've got Nick to wash my car now. Unfortunately,
let me just remind the folks team of when you and Kev had the sniff off with the product test.
Yeah.
Who won that, Kev?
It was me, wasn't it?
Anyway, Gareth Morse. Yes, you're right, Kev. I thought your favourite was Magiseal Custard.
Kev.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
That's
my favourite pre-wash.
Gareth, you caught him out, mate. Well
done. Yeah, you've done him there, Gareth.
You've done him, mate.
I've been off for a while.
Got a question here from Simon Adams. Kev, is the new ceramic coating going to be as easy to apply as all other AD products?
That's a good question.
It's a good question, yeah. I mean, it's a ceramic coating, so at the end of the day, it's not going to be as easy to apply as, you know, something like cherry glaze. But in terms of ceramic coatings, it's an easy to apply ceramic coating, so I don't think you're going to struggle with it if you are, you know, if you're experienced with ceramic coatings.
Yeah.
Best advice I can give you really is small areas at a time and just take your time. Don't try and do too big an area and don't try and apply too much. Stick to the instructions and you should be fine. So yeah, it's not going to be difficult to work with coating, to be honest. There are some coatings out there that, you know, you get like a 30-second flash time. This isn't that, so you get a good couple of minutes to take it off, so it should be fine.
You've got James Cook, who's messaged in. My mum has just told me I'm obsessed with AD products and need to get a life.
It's just rude.
James, you need to get a life.
Send your mum on back to basics, James. We'll change your mind for you.
James, just carry on buying them, mate. It's fine.
Yeah. Carry on regardless.
You're doing great.
You're looking after an investment. That's the way you got to remember. Right.
Thanks for tuning in, by the way, James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Fowler's come up with a really good comment.
No, he isn't.
Isn't Kev? Anyway, next comment.
Yeah. Thanks,
next
Dan. Comment. Yes.
Oh, your Jess is watching.
No. Hi, Jess. Hi, finally Jess. Got up.
Just. Wow. She's probably still watching him, Ben.
Probably.
Yeah. Probably is, yeah. Hi, Jess. Right.
Are the dogs all right, Jess?
Kev?
No response.
Yeah, nothing. I've just seen what Dan said, yeah. I agree, Kev.
Yeah.
You've washed your own car now, haven't you, Kev?
So no, it's filthy.
Oh.
It's absolutely getting filthy.
So Mark could actually use some Magisil on your car then, Kev?
Are we leaving in a bit?
That's it, we're done. Yeah, we're done now. We're finished now, aren't we? Yeah.
Sorry, Kev. It's all right, I'll wait till January.
If you're unsure, Mark, you can follow the first two podcasts about the step one and step two of the wash process.
Who reminded you about this? Was it Dan Fowler?
I'd not forgotten.
No, I know you haven't forgotten, but who reminded you?
Dan Fowler.
Can I just interject here and just ask Dale, when it was the last time he used Dungeon Master?
Probably a few weeks ago, to be fair.
All right, okay.
On my bike.
Okay, I'll try and catch you out then.
You can use it on motorcycles.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Didn't know that. Why tell is us that? More.
Because it's water-based, Kev.
Okay.
What's that then?
It looks very good as well.
Right. Recapping on the year then. A very, very strange and surreal year.
It has indeed.
Nobody expected what we're kind of, you know, what we're up against at the minute.
No.
So I think we just want to thank everybody for the support.
Yeah.
You know, with the water ride. Yeah. So we do, you know, appreciate
really
it.
Appreciate it.
We really do, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
We couldn't ask
so much
for more, really.
No. For all your support, you know, for sticking with us, buying our lovely products, just being involved with us.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All the comments when we go live, we always get good support, good interaction.
Yeah.
And hopefully there'll be a lot more next year, won't there?
100%,
a lot more.
We've got quite a few things lined up for next year, but we're not.
Have we got any sneak previews of what's happening next year? Can you reveal any?
Can we
anything
reveal?
Or not?
Can we reveal? Can we reveal? No, we can't.
No.
Okay.
There's a few new things lined up, isn't there, for next year? But,
We don't want to give too much away.
We can keep it a surprise for everybody.
Okay. Right.
James Cook has come back. I won't stop buying the products.
Anyway.
Right.
So that was our live video.
Has it finished? Have we finished now, Emily?
Yeah.
Yes, we've finished now.
Apparently so, yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
We're all just...
Nobody knows what's going on, I don't think, today.
Yeah. It's one of them days today, I think.
It is, yeah. It's the last day.
So. It's the last day. Well, it's 2 days after the last day.
Yeah.
Don't start that again.
It's actually the 23rd of December, but it's Boxing Day.
Yeah,
Boxing Day night.
Just changed the whole calendar.
So if it's Boxing Day night, by now everyone's already sat in front of the telly at about 20 beers.
Yeah.
Watching
Die Hard.
20 mince pies.
Or Die Hard 2.
Possibly.
Or three.
Yeah.
In a food, or diode.
Five.
In a food coma from your Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah. And sweet corn.
So talking about, what's your favourite diode film then?
Favourite
trilogy?
It's got to be the first one. Nakatomi Plaza.
See,
Nakatomi Towers.
I think the third one's my favourite.
Is that the one around New York?
Samuel Jackson.
That's mine as well.
That's a good one. Number two's good, Dev, on the airport. No, I'll say number one.
Number three for me.
Number one, the best Christmas film.
No, it's not.
That's that.
Wow.
No. That is that.
Anyway, are we...
on that note.
Have we kind of said everything that we need to say?
Yes.
I think we
have. We'll be back in the new year with a new podcast.
Yeah. So
there's some new podcasters.
Yeah. Podcasters. Kev's got step three of the detailing process to do, aren't you, Kev?
Step three of the what? Step three of the six steps.
And I think sometime next year, hopefully, if we can, I think we'll do a few spotlights on a few approved guys. You know, maybe get some approved guys in and get a few podcasts flying around.
Nige Taylor. He's definitely being dragged into a podcast. I know he's really looking forward to it. So if you're listening, Nige.
Is he going to have his voice a little bit better by then, hopefully?
Hopefully, yeah.
Because I watched his video the other day and he was like, hello.
Maybe it was like a midnight radio with podcasting.
Lovely.
Maybe we should do a podcast with T-Mod as well.
Yeah, hopefully. So T-Mod,
if you're listening.
Tony.
Tony, don't forget.
Great, get Tony down, or Jack, or Glenn.
Yeah. Are we having Nick
back? All of you. Nick? Who's Nick?
Sorry?
Nick?
Nick, Kev's reaching. Protege.
He's reaching for the button, man.
Nor if we can help it.
Anyway, that's the eject button.
Moving on.
Yeah, anyhow. So I think we should finish now by wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
Yesterday.
And a very happy Boxing Day.
For today.
Yeah. And
Happy New Year for next week.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And let's hope 2021 runs a bit smoother.
Yes.
And is a bit better.
Yeah. I hope we're not stuck in tier four.
I know. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, hopefully next year we'll have some car meets on if we're allowed to, can, you know.
And some good news.
Good news.
Hashtag talking pants.
Yeah. Hashtag talking pants.
And maybe not just when car meets. Stickers coming? Might be soon. Meets for other vehicles.
Other vehicles. Oh. Right, okay. Right.
Steam tractors. Trucks.
Skateboards. Possibly.
Aeroplanes.
I think he's talking about the two-wheel variety, I think.
We don't want them.
What?
We don't want them.
Roller skates.
Quad bikes.
I kill you.
Thanks everybody for tuning in.
And every, if you're
Every. Yeah, every, if you're listening, thanks.
Yeah, thanks every. thanks everybody for tuning in and listening to our Autobrike podcast. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, over Christmas, if you are a bit bored, you can tune in and listen to our other podcasts.
And
available.
Even if you're not bored, you can still tune in and listen anyway.
Listen while you're in the car.
Yeah,
but they're not in the car because they're not getting anywhere.
They might just won't go sit in the
car. They might be out the car if they get there.
They might have a really nice car.
Because the kids are doing their heading.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where's Dad? He's been sat in the car for the past 4 hours.
Listening to the podcast. Yeah. Right, so thanks everybody. Thanks for your support. We hope you've enjoyed our Christmas video, our advent calendars, and you know everything we've done in 2020.
Yeah, we have had a good laugh doing the advent calendars this year.
Yes, we have. Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Some less than willing people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh well. So
moving on.
So thanks everyone. We hope you have a fantastic Christmas and a happy New Year. And let's all hope and pray for next year.
Yeah, definitely.
A good 2021.
Yeah.
Roll on 2021. Yeah. So
we'll see you all next year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. So,
thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
I will, and the same to you.
You can go now.
You can go now, yeah.
Kev? Good, because I need a pee.
Kev, have a great Christmas and a great New Year.
I will certainly try, you too.
And yeah, you can go now.
Thanks.
And obviously, Jill and myself, we'll have a great Christmas.
We will have a great Christmas.
And that's it then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
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 Tune in next time to the Autobrike Direct podcast. Because looks are everything.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.